In a world often marked by division, strife, and discord, the teachings of the Bible offer us a timeless and profound guide to living harmoniously in our families, communities, workplaces, and the broader world. Drawing wisdom from this weekend's readings, we embark on a journey to explore the theme of love, forgiveness, and reconciliation as a foundation for holistic well-being. We will take a look into the impact of these teachings on our lives and the consequences when we neglect them. The Watchman's Call. Ezekiel 33 verses 7-9 highlights the role of a spiritual watchman who is tasked with warning the people of impending danger. This passage underscores the importance of accountability and love within communities. It teaches us that we have a responsibility to guide and protect one another, sounding the alarm when we see someone straying from the path of righteousness. In our families, this teaching calls us to be watchful and proactive in nurturing the well-being of our loved ones. When we notice a family member going astray, whether it be through harmful habits or destructive behavior, our duty is to reach out in love and compassion, offering guidance and support to lead them back to the right path. In our communities, this passage encourages us to be active participants in the welfare of our neighbors. It reminds us that we are not isolated individuals but members of a collective whole. When we witness injustice, discrimination, or suffering, we are called to speak out, advocate for change, and promote unity and harmony. In our workplaces, being a watchman means fostering a culture of mutual respect and cooperation. When conflicts arise, addressing them promptly and with empathy can prevent resentment from festering and disrupting workplace harmony. This proactive approach benefits both employees and employers, creating a more productive and harmonious work environment. On a global scale, the call to responsibility challenges us to address societal injustices, environmental crises, and the plight of the marginalized. When nations turn a blind eye to their global responsibilities, it can lead to widespread suffering and instability. Love fulfills the law. The Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans provides profound insights into Christian ethics and the role of love in fulfilling the law. In Romans 13 verses 8-10, Paul writes, "Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law." This passage underscores the centrality of love in Christian ethics. Love is not merely a sentiment but an active, selfless commitment to the well-being of others. When we love our neighbors as ourselves, we naturally fulfill the moral requirements of the law. Love encompasses all the commandments, from "you shall not murder" to "you shall not covet." In our daily lives, practicing love as Paul describes can have a profound impact. It fosters empathy, compassion, and unity among individuals and communities. Love transcends differences and bridges divides, promoting reconciliation and harmony. Conversely, when love is lacking or neglected, the consequences are dire. History bears witness to countless atrocities committed when people failed to love their neighbors. Acts of hatred, discrimination, and violence have marred our world's history, leaving deep scars on societies and individuals alike. The power of reconciliation. In Matthew 18 verses 15-20, Jesus imparts a profound teaching on reconciliation within the Christian community. He outlines a process for addressing conflicts and wrongdoing among believers. This process begins with private dialogue, progresses to involving witnesses, and ultimately involves the entire congregation if necessary. Importantly, Jesus assures us that when two or more gather in His name to resolve such conflicts, He is present among them. This passage highlights the significance of reconciliation and the restoration of relationships. It emphasizes the value of forgiveness and the healing power of unity within the faith community. When conflicts are resolved through love and reconciliation, it strengthens the bonds of fellowship and promotes a sense of belonging. However, when this practice is neglected, the consequences can be devastating. Divisions within religious communities can lead to schisms, alienation, and a weakened witness to the world. Similarly, when individuals or nations refuse to engage in dialogue and reconciliation, conflicts escalate, resulting in suffering and loss on a global scale. A holistic perspective. By examining this weekend's readings, we can discern a holistic perspective on love, reconciliation, and community. The overarching theme is one of personal responsibility, gratitude, love, and reconciliation as essential elements in our faith and daily lives. The impact of these teachings in our daily lives is profound. They encourage us to be vigilant in guiding others towards righteousness, to cultivate gratitude and worship, to practice love as the fulfillment of the law, and to prioritize reconciliation within our communities. In our world, where division, conflict, and animosity often dominate, the application of these teachings can be transformative. When individuals and communities embody these principles, they contribute to a more compassionate, harmonious, and just world. Conversely, neglecting these principles can result in fractured relationships, broken communities, and a world marked by division and strife. Conclusion. In a world that often finds itself torn by division and conflict, the wisdom imparted through the passages from the prophet Ezekiel, St. Paul's letter to the Romans, and Matthew's gospel becomes a guiding light for those who seek to live out their Catholic faith fully. By wholeheartedly embracing the principles of love, reconciliation, and the restoration of community, we become not only recipients of divine grace, but also instruments of transformation in our daily lives and the broader world. Let us recognize the profound impact these teachings can have, empowering us to foster unity, compassion, and healing, and in doing so, witness the flourishing of a more harmonious and just global community.